I came across a magazine where there was this cartoon of a king sitting on a throne, and he's saying, I want to be feared as a king, loved as a father, revered as a god, but I also want them to think I'm funny. And the king was trying to figure out what kind of a king he was going to be. Just brothers, what kind of a person you are going to be? What kind of a people we are going to be? What kind of a church we are going to be? And I always ask myself, what kind of a pastor I am going to be? It reminds me of another story. I heard about three men who were traveling to Mexico. They were there on a business trip, supposedly, but they were having a good time too. In fact, one night they went out and really had a good time, and they woke up in jail the next morning, and they couldn't remember what they had done. But they learned that they were to be executed within an hour in an electric chair. So the first man is put in the electric chair and is asked for any last words. And he says, I'm a minister and I believe in the power of God to intervene on behalf of his children. Well, they throw the switch on the electric chair and nothing happens. So they figured that God must want this man alive. So they let him go. The second man is brought in, and his last words are, I'm a lawyer. I believe in the power of justice to intervene on behalf of the innocent. Well, they throw the switch on, and again, nothing happens. So they figured the justice must be on the side of this lawyer. So they let him go. Finally, they bring in the third man, and his last words are, I am an engineer, and I believe you're never going to electrocute anybody if you don't connect those two loose wires down there. Those really were his last words. The electric chair wasn't plugged, so those two, the lawyer and the minister, were free. But this one, who knew something about that, that was the end of his life. Well, sisters and brothers, what kind of a person you are going to be? Will you be wise, or will you be foolish? Will you be short-sighted, or will you think long-term? Will you be trusting, or will you be skeptical? Will you be joyful, or will you be bitter? Will you forgive, or will you carry the baggage of those hurts? Will you believe in something? Will you believe in the power of God? Will you believe in life even in the face of death? Will you believe in hope when all seems lost? Will you believe that God can transform any situation? What kind of a person will you be? This might be the kind of questions this young prophet Daniel was asking of himself of all those years ago. And he had to figure out who he was and what kind of a person he would be in times that were grim and desperate. The Babylonians had come and destroyed Jerusalem, and they had the practice of carrying off to Babylon the best and the brightest to serve them, to become like them. So here is Daniel. His home was destroyed, his parents dead, left behind, and all things he revered and had faith in undermined. All of his former life is gone. All of his expectations for life changed. He was in this strange place, strange way of existence, and asking himself, what kind of a person am I? What kind of a person am I going to be? I know some people today find themselves in a strange place, a strange way of living, or a strange way of existence. All the bad things going on right now, all the depressing news, the Great Recession, war, terrorism. And we are celebrating 15th years of 9/11. Unemployment, extreme poverty, disease, homelessness. People are scared to death. We all are living in these times, hard times and difficult times, and then add all the normal things that happen, death of a loved one, illness, and uncertainty of every kind. We find ourselves in a strange place, a strange way of existence. This is our world. This is our country. But why? Why some of us feel uncomfortable? There is no peace. This is our world. This is our country. You know, the fish don't feel wet in the water because the water is its habitat. It's its world. But why we as people are not comfortable in this world? This is our world, it is our home, it's our place. But why? Why we feel uncertain? For Daniel, the times may have been uncertain, but his faith was not. For Daniel, the times may have been uncertain for him, but his faith was not. All about him might be shifting. The foundations might be shaking. Without him, all about him was changing. But for Daniel, there was this changeless center, this changeless core at the heart of who he was. He knew he was not in control. He has no control of what's going on. But Daniel knew who he was. In the book of Daniel, here is in this familiar story, in the lion's den, there are many obstacles facing his life. Many things standing on his way. The lions, the king, the rulers. But in Daniel chapter 6, the real struggle for Daniel was within himself. It was his own struggle to decide just what what he would do in the face of all this. Just how he would live. Sometimes the most profound struggles we have in our lives are with ourselves. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. I remember a cartoon, a man standing there talking angrily toward the heavens, and he says, I wish lightning would strike my worst enemy. And a moment later, lightning does strike, and it strikes him, and he is reduced to ashes. And in the next frame, what left of this man says, let me rephrase that. Didn't Jesus say, love your enemy? And it seems like we are a little confused with that. We don't like it. It won't do any good. But it will do good to you and me. When the Lord said, know thyself, and you will defeat your enemy, and all things will work out. Know yourself, and you will defeat an enemy, and all things will work out. Sisters and brothers, it is in this manner, or it is in this inner desire in each of us that makes all the difference, whether to give up in these difficult times or persevere and never give up. To think there's nothing can be done or anything is possible, to think that you are on your own, or to know that God is with you, that God will stand by you, and God will provide for you. It's a struggle with them, sisters and brothers. It's a struggle with them to have faith in God or to have faith in God, to have no faith in God, whether to take God with you or take it on your own. I once heard a preacher say that he will sometimes ask God, "Now God, what would you have me to do with my wife, with my life? What big thing do you want me to do?" He heard God telling him, "I just want you to depend on me more and more each day. And if you do everything else, and if you do that," he said, "everything else will fall into place." Sisters and brothers, it's amazing how things do just fall into place when we get the center right. It's amazing the circumstances all around us we can face and even overcome when we have the source of strength to fall back on. It's amazing the difference we can make in the world when God becomes the ground of our hope and the foundation of our mission into the world. Once Daniel had the center right, once he made up his mind about who he would become, things began to fall into place. Sisters and brothers, take focus. Who would you become someday? What might you become after all these struggles that we have faced on this planet Earth? What stands out for me today is that central changeless of a person I will be. The central character of who am I and who will I be and what I will do with my life. And I think of these words by the Jews found on the wall of a cellar in Cologne, Germany. "I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when feeling it not. I believe in God, even when God is silent." And sisters and brothers, what kind of a person would you become? By holding on, keeping on, and pressing on. And if you are clear of what you would become, you have the center right, you know your mission, you have found the center of who you are, you have found the strength that God has given you, you have found this place of service to which God has called you, everything will fall into place. If you know who you are, you will know what to do. Our Jewish friends and neighbors are at the beginning of World War II, as the Nazis were moving into the Netherlands, a group of church people came to their pastor and said, "Our Jewish friends and neighbors are disappearing from their homes. They're being carried off to who knows where. What must we do? If we help them, we will disappear too. We will be carried off to who knows where. What must we do, pastor?" And their pastor said, "I cannot tell you what to do. I can only tell you who you are. Each Sunday, in one way or another, I tell you who you are, that you are the children of God, the children of a king. You are loved, you are forgiven, you are redeemed. You will be empowered by God for some great purpose. If you know who you are, then you will know what to do." Soon, all these church people were actively working for the resistance. If you know who you are, you will know what to do. Daniel revealed who he was in preserving his purity, his integrity, his identity, even when it was dangerous to do so. We reveal who we are in every action we take. Someone has said that in every action we take, we are either contributing to the broken condition of the world or participating in transforming the world. And Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and the door be opened. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and the door be opened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.